There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Jamiel King James.
Oh, my brother. Thanks for having me.
We went to high school together. We played football together. We have adult beverages together. Yeah. We have adult recreational activities together.
Parenting with Lauren is so much different from what a Caribbean parenting is like. I don't even know how to explain it.
To me, it's just... it's a difference in societal norms.
Yeah. I remember the first time we were dating and somebody on Facebook said something like, are you going to breed it? And when I read that, I was like,
I have
never heard that before. I'm thoroughly insulted.
So Doc, why are we here today?
We're here today to talk about parenting and partnership across countries. So we have our special guest, Jamiel. Do you want to introduce him? You guys go way back.
Oh my gosh, Jamiel fucking James.
Oh, my brother. Thanks for having me, sir.
So Jamiel, he's here for a little vacation. Bro, I've known this guy from yay high. I probably maybe 8 years old or 36 now. We didn't go to prep school together, but we were rivals in prep school. High school, we went to high school together. We played football together. We vibe together, we party together.
Right.
We have adult beverages together.
Yeah.
We have adult recreational activities together.
Yeah.
And you know, it's and what's crazy is Olan. He's the only one out of my friends that's created a fruit. And I'm calling him out.
So as Jamaicans would say.
Yes.
So all of your friends are gelding.
You're going to have to break that down for American users.
So I don't even know what a gelding means.
A gelding, the real definition of a gelding is a castrated horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what would happen to a castrated horse?
Can't bust nothing.
Can't produce. So in Jamaica, we make reference to people who don't have kids as geldings.
That makes sense.
I don't want to say that my friends are geldings. They can't produce, but they haven't produced yet.
Yes.
Jamaicans are extreme. So.
Again, as I was mentioning before, Jamiel is one of the few, one of my only friends that have, you know, kids, and I've been able to relate to him on many different avenues. Even by just a look, he would be like, Javon, bro, I understand you. go ahead, Laura.
It's nice to have that. Also, and he's the uncle to our kids too, so he's pure family. But it's nice to have another friend, especially family from Jamaica, that can relate.
Mm-hmm,
because everybody has their own unique journey, but it's definitely different when you have a parent coming into our household. And they're like, he's like looking at me like, do I give it? Am I allowed? Does she already manipulate anybody else? Like, it's nice. It's nice to be able to relate. But what's really cool, and it's been such a blessing in my life, is being able to see the differences in raising children and parenting across cultures, me learning along the way with your family and you learning, you know, the culture with me, with our parenting our kids. And also being able to kind of make jokes and compare with Jami.
It's crazy because I've expressed to Jamiel, bro, this parenting with Lauren is so much different from what a Caribbean parenting is like. It is simply just really just different. I don't even know how to explain it.
To me, it's a difference in societal norms.
Yeah.
So how Lauren would have been raised and how you would have been raised, night and day.
Yeah.
So even how I notice just the average American person raised their child. Sometimes the child is like the parent.
Yeah. Mm. Most times.
In Jamaica, that naga fly.
Yeah.
But it's just difference in cultures because sometimes you can't blame them.
Yeah.
How they were brought up.
Yeah.
And it'd be like that.
Yeah.
They might not know any different.
Exactly. So your societal norm, how you are brought, your core values instilled in you from yay high.
Yeah.
It make you the type of parent that you are most times. So if a lot of kids in Jamaica never have certain type of values, and a lot of kids in America don't have certain type of values, which creates the change in how people are parent.
So is there another one coming? Is there a thought?
Yeah, man. Soon shoot again. No, that's how we talk in Jamaica. So yeah, soon shoot out. Yo, you know, shoot out.
Soon see, shoot out again. You know, shoot blank.
But I don't think my partner wants to hear that.
Though. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I remember the first time we were dating and somebody on Facebook said something like, are you going to breed it? And when I read that, yeah. I was like,
I'm not an animal.
I've never heard that before. I'm thoroughly insulted. I am not like a mare, a breeding horse.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, what am I, a vestibule for your future children? Well, I remember. And he's like, it's just a saying. It's yeah, not man, any so harm.
Aren't you though?
No. No.
So we talk.
No, it's my choice.
So
it's
you're
different.
You have to breed it, brother.
It's yeah. Just, but again, that's how like we... I don't know. It's just like, well, I'll take that very literal because we don't use that in that way.
Culture.
So for us, it's like breed it literally is only when you're trying to breed dogs.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like,
so
I'm
like
not a show
a negative
dog.
Connotation
here
for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So you see cultures again.
Exactly.
Different but, because we, from here, yo, she a breed, you know? Mm. You know, she's pregnant. So oh, it's wow. Not a bad thing like, yo, she's a breeder. Or,
yeah, nah, yeah. It's just factual.
Cultures.
Fascinating.
So parenting, right? Mm-hmm. What would, and partnership, what would you say have been your most challenging aspect with parenting with a combination of the partnership?
So parenting, to me, is unique to the individual. So sometimes there's difficulty in me parenting a particular way, probably as the relaxed parent, and my lady parenting her way. And in a specific moment, probably the strictness. And I might say, man, just slow that, man. And then the child seeing that says like, you know, the child wants to hear that, slow that, man. So it becomes a conflict between you and mom because she now comes to you and say, yo, I'ma just tell her, say, don't do this. And you tell her, say, she can do it. I'ma just tell him, don't do that. And you tell him.
Oh, I can relate.
Can you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
So we talked about this.
Absolutely.
We're more similar.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Which, so how do you deal with that? Sorry.
No. Yeah, how do you deal with that, Javon?
Okay, honestly, my patience, I go from 0 to 100. I'm like, how is it that you're telling a parent not to do this and you're doing it? It makes absolutely no sense. None. Zero.
And, true.
You know, and of course she's like, Javon, I'm a parent also, you know, I'm not just a psychologist, you know, I could teach somebody what to do, but also I am a human being. I'm like,
Sometimes, yeah, no, we already had this another episode where you said it was a coin flip with if I actually follow what I advise.
It is a coin
it's
flip.
It's not a, we're going to table that, okay.
52% follow, 52% not follow, 47,
it
48.
Went up from 50 now?
Whatever. In general.
I love
moving
this.
On.
Hold on.
Moving
but,
on.
But even
this.
True story. At FYI.
What FYI?
2 days ago. Jameson brought out an applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the kitchen. And I was telling him we need to do the eggs first, blah, blah, blah. Jameson somehow find his way to the applesauce. I don't know how. You're talking about 3 shelves up.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Walks around to Jamiel. And Jamiel looks at me and says, and I'm like, thank you. You, thank you. Lauren would be like,
no,
that's
because
not true.
Also, in Lauren's defense, I am not Jameson's dad.
Okay.
So remember, I am
okay,
a parent.
Fair. Yeah, yeah.
So I know that tactic where the guest or the uncle is here mm-hmm. and you try to play on their compassion, knowing that they don't want to tell you no.
Yeah.
But as a parent, the parent in me now, I heard his dad say no. Mm. So when him come to me with it now, man, for confirm with that.
Yeah.
That always laugh as a young give.
It was cute. Yeah. It was our son being strategic, and he really hasn't ever tried to play that game with people coming in our house before.
Mm.
So that was actually the first time he's felt safe enough
energy.
To come up to you, exactly, energy. Your energy, and be like, haha, can you be my friend
And
now?
I rewarded the effort.
It was
yes.
Cute. Yeah.
Well, as I tell Lauren, I am the baby whisperer.
Yeah.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Yeah, baby, so by the way, we're going to get into that in a second. You're giving away too much of the beans.
Ah, snap.
Yeah, man. So in terms of the relationship / partnership aspect, mm-hmm. you guys own a business mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Wix by Gray.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that and then expound upon that correlation with parenting and partnership at the same time.
Okay, so that's a good question again. So Wix by Gray is our company.
Yeah.
It's a candle company, but it's not just a candle company.
Yeah.
We sell car diffusers, room sprays, reed diffusers, candles. So it's a whole affirmation line that she created. Mm. The affirmation line has 12 scents, all has 12 different quotes, and just scents for you to be uplifted from.
Mm.
Depending
nice.
On the day that you're feeling, you choose a scent.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she have the island collection also that she did, which has a black version, a gold version, and a green version, signifying different scents and different vibe.
Connectivity. Mm.
You know what I mean? She have the Christmas collection. Those are also to die for. Or should I say to live for? Mm. She's recently pivoted to a workshop where persons come in and learn how to make their own candles, and it becomes a whole experience. It's beautiful. So now the synergy between that and parenting is she have her classes, she have to make some candles, she have to hold down that portion there. Me, I go deal with the youth them.
Yeah.
Me, I go pick up, make sure it's a homework though, make sure it's a dinner deal with. So it's just a balance.
Yeah.
And parenting, real talk, if you really want the house to be
a
some
full.
Sort of happiness,
yeah.
it has to have a balance. Yeah. And in a previous podcast, I heard you guys speak to the balance. And even though in real life, the balance is the equilibrium, 50-50, sometimes 50-50 is not the balance in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Some, I definitely got that when you guys were talking on that previous episode.
Fantastic.
But yeah, that's how we deal with it.
And which candle would you say for you has been the most uplifting?
I can't answer that.
Okay. All right. Which candle would you say you would go to first to say, yo, it's a Saturday, there's no clouds in the sky, and I'm going to go outside, have a drink,
and you resignate enjoy it. Towards a certain scent. Because it's personal, right? Everybody has their own preference. Yeah.
So, yes.
I like grapefruit. I'm a grapefruit lover.
He's a citrus kind of scent.
Yeah. So we have the scent out and put it to bed and wake you up in the morning. It's mm-hmm. called citrus and mint.
Wow.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a nice balance, the citrus with the mint.
Nice. People love it. Bestseller. But the thing is, it's hard for me as a part of the team for really preference one.
Okay.
You get satiated?
Because, say again?
You get satiated?
What do you mean?
Meaning, because there's so much you can't really pick from one?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, all of them are so good.
Yeah, got you.
So if I'll have days and I wake up and you have the scents, the scents are called.
Is that a political statement that all of them are so good?
No, it's not. Okay, so okay. I'll show you why.
Yeah.
So you have, remember, it's an affirmation.
Yeah.
So on it, each of them have an individual name for the scent.
Mm-hmm.
And on that name, you also have a quote to match that name. So, for example, you'd have a scent called Perseverance. I will continue to push harder. Mm-hmm. That's the quote. You'll have a scent called Love. I'll unconditionally and limitless. You have a scent called patience until it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the vibe that you wake up and you feel, you burn the candle that's going to match that vibe.
So
I'm not a coffee drinker, but we have a coffee scent called awareness.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And when you place that in your bathroom or in your podcast room like this, you're feeling like you're up. You feel that smell that you get it from it. It's like the coffee brewing in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So, it arouses your system.
So one could agree that maybe Wicks by Gary would be our partner moving forward. We need to have it right here.
I am going to send you a whole package. Don't worry about it.
Right here.
I got you.
So on Instagram, it's spell it out for us.
WICKSBYGREY.
Got it.
Wicks by Gary.
Oh, simple. I mean, you really can't mess that up.
Wicks by Gary. And there's a website also. So for people who...
Is it Wicks by Gary?
Wicks by Gary.
Easy. And you ship internationally.
Ship internationally. That's amazing. Everything.
It sounds like there's a big push down, like up here in America, where it's kind of like a meditation. There's a big push for like just taking pause, meditating, and not in the traditional sense of always yoga meditation, as people think.
So it's
but being grounded.
In this field, it's, you know, the feel of candles and sprays, and it's aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So along that line, it's very therapeutic.
Wow, I never.
Because I know what aromatherapy is, but I just got the context of like psychological therapy.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. So
I just got that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Oh, it's light bulb.
A light bulb just went off.
To be honest, I did not know anything about candles. If I was around my lady and she burn a candle, that's real nice. But
understanding
even something like a cold throw.
Yeah.
That's just when you take off the lid and you smell that pungent smell. That's called a cold throw.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hot throw or whatever, I don't even know if that's the right name. Understanding also that when you're burning a candle, you have to get the full melt pool before you blow out that candle.
Yes.
Because the candle actually has memory.
Yeah.
So if you burn it for 20 minutes and you just burn half of
it's going to continue going
that way. It's going to burn like that for the existence of the candle.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or dsw.com today and let us surprise you.
Candle.
So I didn't know
I've learned so much about this aromatherapy part.
So the candle, actually, you're saying that there's feelings to that candle.
Definitely.
Whoa.
I can put like a little pin in for like a psychology thing. So out of all of our senses, right, our skin, our tactile sensation, our sight, our hearing, our taste, our smell, out of all of our senses, the one that has the strongest tie to memory is actually smell.
Really?
So it's called olfactory.
Wow.
Because it's the way, I'm not going to go too neuroscience for the listeners. But the way where in our brain that we process, like in our amygdala and other areas in our brain with memories, like actual memories that bring up upon feelings, right, is actually the smell is processed in the same area, but all the other senses are processed in a different area. So that's why, like, if you smell something, usually if that was an association to like an event, you can immediately be put back in that place. Like, oh my gosh, I was just at the beach. I remember the smell. So what I've done in the past, I haven't done it recently because we haven't had the privilege of traveling, but when I was growing up with my family, every time we went to like a new state or a new country, like a vacation, I would always buy a perfume. And whenever I'd use that perfume, even years later, I smell it in my mead, I'm right back there.
That's nice.
So it's powerful. It's very powerful. Sense.
What's the scientific term again?
It's just called your olfactory senses.
Olfactory senses.
It's processed right near the same part of the brain for memory.
Of course.
Like emotional memory.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
Wow.
That's powerful. It's very powerful.
That's crazy. Well, you're looking mighty fine today, actually.
Okay, we're going to keep going. So, but it also can be for, unfortunately, it can be a trigger for the negative too. So we know with research, there's some individuals that have had PTSD or they've experienced trauma, like sexual or emotional or physical trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Sometimes they don't know like who assaulted them or it's unclear based on the brain kind of blocking it out. But then like they'll smell the cologne from like the perpetrator or something with smell will happen.
Ooh,
or
like
we've had people walking by and they smell a certain scent from a bakery or it's funny and it will immediately bring back that memory and it'll illuminate like the person, what happened. Even negative things, it can cause PTSD if they smell it again.
Mm-hmm. Like an ex-boyfriend?
Jeez. Yeah. But like, it's not just like, oh, that reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. Like, again, it's tied to the emotional processing. So if you smell that and it was a very traumatic relationship and you're passing somebody in the mall and it hits you, that whiff, you actually get that horrible feeling again of like, oh, that was traumatic.
I get you.
Like it really hits you in the emotional part of your brain.
I get you.
So sense is everything. And with psychology, I've never thought about candles because I'm in the clinic, so we can't really have fire. But I'm liking that you have other products because I have a lot of essential oils that are like concentrate. And if I have kids that are very lethargic, I use like grapefruit or lemon or things that are going to kind of make the mind wake up.
Right.
And then I have lavender and eucalyptus and other things like that to help calm down my hyper kids.
So, and one of our best sellers is one called Clarity, which is eucalyptus and peppermint.
Oh, I want all of them right now.
Especially our homeboy, Yannick.
Yeah.
He buys that on the regular.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a good one. People with sinus problems and stuff, they want that on the go.
Do you have anything, or have you guys thought anything about like oils that you can kind of put on your skin? Almost like a cologne or something?
She recently started making soaps.
Nice. There you go. Something where your skin can absorb it.
The line
extend, man. A proper. It's not a joke thing. Is that real? You know what I mean? But oils. She did not want to really venture into oils because
the soap,
skin part is so sensitive. You don't really want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we try for those stay in our lane.
But I like the soap though, because when you think about it, our skin is our largest organ.
Yeah.
Right? And it's very absorbent.
Right.
So if you're putting nice essential oils that are from the earth, they're fully natural, that your body absorbs, it's like you're smelling it and your body's actually absorbing that energy too.
It's a whole synergy.
So one could agree how we're connecting all of this aromatherapy, the candle. Just imagine that.
Mind, body, soul.
A candle, oh my gosh.
Mind, body, soul.
And people still don't understand the idea behind the brain health, the mind health of how you actually, or you actually need to be a little bit more mature to understand that you actually need your mind to be healthy.
I think it's a mix. I think it's a mix of generational kind of trends shifting to where talking about this, mental health is not seen as much of like a weakness factor versus now it's kind of more of an actually cool thing. Like, oh, I go to my therapist and this is a lightning thing that was brought to my attention that, wow, it's going to change the way I take action in my life. So now I think because people are talking about it in a positive manner, there's less shame. So I think that's really helpful because now we can actually do the work and shift society to be like, listen, your mindset predates every action. Every action. It's not action, then you think about it. You think about it, feel it, process it, then you decide what to do. If this isn't healthy, your actions aren't going to be healthy.
Yeah. So in terms of your youngest, how would you say, where would you say she's at right now in terms of her milestones?
Like development. Like what are your biggest challenges right now? Like strengths and challenges. Like with praises. Of like, wow, she's reached this level. She doesn't sit still.
And the reason why I geared towards youngest is because we have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. So
she don't sit still.
Okay.
She's full of energy. So I'm just batting off the head.
Yeah.
She's full of energy. She's creative. She's a sweetheart. As a matter of fact, I'm a bit disheartened because I just got a call that she's not feeling well. And she and I are so connected. But my daughter is my world, brother.
Yeah,
it's different from even boys, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a princess, I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
I'm a pari.
Yeah.
More times she come, me and her go on a football game, she'll watch me on the sideline. She say, Daddy, come here. Let me give you a hug. You're going to win today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I don't get for Gear the hug before ball game, I lose.
So
I think I have to make sure so I get that little hug there before ball game because chances are I'm going to score a lot of hat trick. So me and her have a real metaphysical connection where it's not just about being in her presence. So, like, me, I tell you, I'm here now. I feel her. She bumped in and I feel her. Feel her energy. So
a connection.
It's a beautiful thing, though.
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because that's one part I need to improve on as a dad. You know, my trainer, I was talking to my trainer the other day, and I'll tell you this story. And he said, wow, Bricklin seems like she's just got it all. What's her weakness? She does gymnastics, Brooklyn 4-year-old doing backflips, mm-hmm. okay? Playing tennis, you know, smart, talking well, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And maybe she had a little food issues where she was very picky with food. And okay, all kids probably have that.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
That's nothing.
And then I said to him, actually, I think her weakness is me. Me.
It's like a deep moment. Mm-hmm.
From a patient standpoint, patience. I don't have the patience. And it is driving me to be more, one, being more patient, mm-hmm. and two, being a better dad. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I'm working on having that connection with my daughter.
So let me interject.
Yeah. No.
So while I have that connection with my daughter, it's not like everything is perfect. There are times when I have to challenge my own patience.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I might, why didn't, and snap. And then probably when I reflect and say, yo, Jono, shouldn't deal with her like that a while ago. So it's not perfection. We are learning as we go. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to go down a different avenue. I thought you were going to say you were too patient. And that's actually,
But yes, that same can be said.
Okay.
I swear to God, same can be said. Then, when I am too patient and I allow too much, that's when her mom will say, yo, why you make she do that?
Yeah.
Or what, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So the same can be said on both ways. But for me, it's a learning curve. Parenting is a learning curve. And sometimes you have to see what works for your child.
Yeah.
Because for my child, shouting don't really work for her.
Yeah.
You have to show her and show her, say, yo, look upon it like this, baby. If you do that,
sounds very similar to Brooklyn. Shouting does not work. She shuts down, she cries, she runs away, and then it just delays the whole compliance.
Exactly.
And I thought that was an hour that we could have
honestly,
saved.
Honestly, again, I'm still
as long as you feel good that you, vented.
And that's the thing, when I feel good, after I'm a vent, in the moment, I'm by myself, and I feel good. Because I remember, I'm my princess that, you know, and I'm a virgin, and I'm a sister into, you know, more time. Me and her call, yo, come here, sis. It's a come, bro. I saw me and my daughter one more time, and then she know if that is serious. It's not no bro time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So trust me, man, it's a beautiful job.
I can tell by what you're sharing the different types of like parenting styles that you're having. Because today we're going to talk about styles.
So then, in closing, in this episode, how is mommy and daughter relationship?
Mommy, as in. My other half? Beautiful same way. She is the disciplinarian.
Okay.
But they have a beautiful relationship way.
Up.
You get what I'm saying? But mommy will make her have to understand the just values of a girl. Because remember, I'm not a girl.
Just
so certainly look. Things where girl have to teach girl. But just the look. And she knows, say, mommy not around now, you know? But it's not like mommy just come and just want to eat off her head all the time.
Yeah.
Compassion is there.
Yeah.
Trust me, dog. It's just a balancing of my family. I like the dynamics in our parenting style.
Speaking of, so yesterday, you know, we're moving. Right. Jami, man, I'm telling you, I told Lauren, I'm so proud of her. She really entertained herself. I was cleaning out the garage yesterday. We're moving. And when I tell you, hey, daddy, I'm hungry. Okay, cool. No problem. I'll go make her food. Oh, hey, daddy, can I go outside and play? Okay, no problem. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I feel like I get on her so much. I'm like, man, she's a good kid.
But that's a you thing.
I know.
We're talking about I'm not saying you thing. I'm not trying to criticize you, put you down, or judge you. I'm not, because I got my list of flaws. But all I'm saying is, when I reflect on like that kind of dynamic with me, I know that's something that I have yet to develop.
Yeah.
Like you, if you're getting that frustrated and you can't control yourself, how do we expect the child to do that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of just that moment of reflection.
Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay.
I was just listening.
And then I would say I'm the adult.
I'm not even going to get started with this. I don't know how you've made it this far. I really don't with that attitude. I don't. Mm-mm. No idea.
Sometimes that's a plausible answer.
He'll lose his shit, okay? Yeah. And I'm looking at him like, you should be embarrassed. Like, how old are you? Like, you had a tantrum. Like, that was a tantrum.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, are you okay? Do you need 5 minutes? Do you need a cup of cold water? And then he comes down, he's like, Brooklyn can't act like that because she's a child. I can't because I'm an adult. And this is my slow answer. Well done.
All right.
Good for
Until
you.
Until next time, we're going to go to the next episode. Like, subscribe, the whole nine yards. Wicks by Grey, the candles are coming. And stay tuned.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.